Welcome to Astroved. You're listening to Astroved's podcasts.
Rahu and Ketu transit 2023. Rahu in Pisces sign and Ketu in Virgo sign predictions for Virgo moon sign. General overview. Rahu and Ketu are considered the north node and south node in astrological views. Rahu is the ruler of desires and the expansion of all materialistic comforts, whereas Ketu is known for spiritual senses and divine connectivity. These Rahu and Ketu transits are highly important in astrology, as these shadow planets' positions always play a vital role in every individual life. For Virgo natives, Rahu transit will happen in Pisces, the seventh house from your moon sign, and Ketu transit in your own sign. This transit will be happening on October 30th, 2023, and both Rahu and Ketu will be in the respective signs till May 18th, 2025. Thus, this transit is going to last for 18 months. Career predictions. There are chances where things may not shape up as per your expectations. Your work environment may not be supportive, and even if you're giving all your efforts, the expected growth might not happen or get delayed in this period. Ketu on your moon sign is known for providing a feeling of detachment in astrological terms, and hence, please do have patience. You may need to be careful with your colleagues or friends in your work environment and be a good listener and not reveal your future career plans. If you're looking for a career change, you need to be more careful in choosing the offers. Those in government jobs could remain much occupied in their work. Business professionals are advised to be clear on the terms with their partners in order to avoid losses and other unwelcome experiences. Also, please hold on to new initiatives and business expansion plans for now. Love, family, and relationships predictions. It is better for singles to remain cautious, as relationships do not look encouraging. The much-expected bonding in relationships may not be there. Your personal bonds can also cause a few worries and unwanted stress, so please stay calm. Do not encourage unwanted talks in this period. Otherwise, things might end up in relationship disputes. Also, try to avoid making any individualistic decisions. Besides, you may need to give up on a few things in this period. However, family members might behave well and be supportive. There are possibilities where your family members could have higher expectations. Still, you might manage to meet their needs. If you have any problem within the family, do not react instantly. Also, please try to spend some quality time with family members and make them understand that you are there for them when there is a need. This might lead to healthy relationships. Married life predictions. Married ones, please understand again that this period could be known for sour feelings. Misunderstandings between spouses could develop. Hence, try to be flexible and be ready for a compromise. You may need to avoid arguments with your spouse. As mentioned already, flexibility and patience can be the key factors that might help you overcome these temporary hurdles. There are also possibilities to develop a feeling of being isolated. Please ensure you're not giving more importance to negative emotions. Finance predictions. This transit is likely to be supportive when it comes to financial options. Savings may happen, and you may be able to meet your needs. The economic graph looks good in this period, and there can be the expected inflow of funds. The majority of expenses could happen for your loved and dear ones now. Investments could be welcome when speculative and other mutual fund related investments can give expected results. There are also possibilities where you may get some unexpected wealth that might help you overcome your financial constraints. A few could also be relieved of their loan commitments. Education predictions. This Rahu and Ketu transit appears challenging for educational pursuits when students may need to concentrate more to get good marks in examinations. Have a clear study plan, but group studies do not seem much supportive. Those in research-based studies need to dedicate more time to get the expected results. But this period might support you in learning new skills. Those who aspire to pursue education abroad might get placements in their preferred universities and also get preferred streams of study or courses. However, those appearing for competitive exams have to study with more involvement in order to clear the exams. Health predictions. This transit looks good for health factors. You may get relief from all your earlier fitness concerns. Chronic health issues might be in control. While fiber content-based foods are highly recommended, please avoid junk food and high carbohydrate content and keep track of your food consumption. Eat good quantities of fruits that might rejuvenate you. Also, have your food on time. Working professionals may undergo a stressful life, so we request you to take care of your health on priority. Please devote time to fitness-related activities like yoga and meditation, which might make you more energetic and stronger physically and psychologically. Stay focused on maintaining robust health, which could be very important now. Remedies. Worship Lord Ganesh, the overlord of Ketu, and Goddess Durga, the overlord of Rahu, daily and seek their blessings. Please feed black dogs on Saturdays. If health permits, please observe fast on Tuesdays or Saturdays. Chant Om Rahave Namaha 18 times and Om Ketuve Namaha 7 times on any given day. Offer milk to the nearest Shiva temple and seek divine blessings.
Thank you for listening to AstroVaid's podcast. Visit us at www.astrovaid.com to know more.